As an introduction, the rules of bracket on state that knock-up in each sport, table tennis, badminton, squash and tennis, will take a maximum of 3 minutes. An additional rule, which is a sideline to this particular audio boom, is that the time in between the sports will also take 3 minutes. So, you know, are the squash courts at the other end of the building? Are the tennis courts 5 minutes away by a car? Does someone need to untie their shoelaces and put on another pair of shoes? Energy gels, cup of tea, sandwich, toilet. Chatting to people, because that's allowed, isn't it? Finishing the knock-up and having a glass of water and having a little sit-down and then starting the match. Well, I'm sorry, Alistair, this is a serious matter. I know we've been making some documentaries and various people bump their heads when picking up tennis balls. But whether someone bumped their head or not in a men's C match is irrelevant. The knock-up took over 7 minutes. 3 minutes on ground strokes alone, some volleys. You think after the volleys, oh, we might have a few serves. No, more ground strokes. No wonder Racquetland doesn't have any spectators. By about 4.5 minutes, they're all pulling their hair out. They don't know what the hell's going on. They've turned up to watch a 3 minute knock up. And what happens next? Well, okay, table tennis, people knock up for around 3 minutes. You know, forehands, 1.5 minutes, backhands, 1.5 minutes. Badminton, well, they probably do about 3 minutes as well, I would say. I mean, mainly because people don't have a clue what they're doing. And, you know, they clear for about a minute, then their arms get a bit tired. They don't practice drop shots. Better players might want to do a few smashes. Then you've got a couple of practice serves and you're off. You know, 2 minutes, 40 seconds, probably on the badminton. Squash, well, that can be a bit of a joke, depends who you're playing. You end up playing some Finnish bloke who happens to be the world number 9, 6 shots to himself. What's that about? Just stand there getting bored. You know, why is he hitting the ball to himself? Again, and again, and again. Oh, it's my shot now. Oh, right, 1 shot to me, 1 back to you. Okay, 6 to you again. Oh, should we swap sides? That's 2 minutes, 38 seconds gone already. So as Mr. Prada has shown in his 3 minute documentary, the women's final with a referee, with a huge crowd, took 7 minutes. Now the fact that Alex de Nooyer was going to sleep is not the main issue I have here. They hit ground strokes, they hit volleys, they hit overheads, they had a little drink of water. I'm not having a go at the women's singles finalists. I don't think it's their fault. You've got officials there. They're playing a big final. Maybe we should have exceptions where we say big finals with no scheduling constraints can knock up a little bit longer, less pressure. Or we should stick to the rules that's consistent throughout the tournament. Would the quality of the match have suffered had Chrissy Seahorf not knocked up for 7 minutes? Would she have made more mistakes? Would Fisher have got closer? Would Fisher have made more mistakes? Would the match have been over quicker? And we could all go home and several Slovakians wouldn't have missed their flight. Yes, okay, Peter de Blik here, I get your point. This audio boom has taken more than 3.5 minutes. Well, that is less time than most tennis knock-ups. And this is not a tennis knock-up. There is no rule around how long audio booms take. And I'm going to carry on a bit longer. I might even have a few volleys. I might even have a backhand overhead. Not one player in that World Championships can put their hand on their heart and say they kept to this rule. And they knocked up in tennis, primarily tennis, for 3 minutes. So what is the point of having a rule that no one in the world, in any match, more or less, keeps? I would say the average is probably 6 or 7 minutes. I would even go as far to say the FIR Council film their matches. How long do they knock up for? They're probably the worst people. No offence, but, you know. Sorry, what? Cut that bit. Okay, yeah. Sorry, FIR Council. Trying to keep you on side, obviously, for a sensible rule change. So I won't go after you specifically. Apologies. Should it be more casual for elite players? Should it be less police for amateur? Should we have no knock-ups at all? Well, should we trust our players to know how long a second, a minute, 3 minutes is? Should we change the rules? Should there be different knock-up times for tennis? Lots of questions. Option one, keep the knock-up rules the same, extend the knock-up time to tennis to 5 minutes. Option two, keep the knock up the times the same for 3 minutes for all sports. Issue guidance specifically for tennis to say, right, you can knock up ground strokes, forehands, backhands, 1.5 minutes, volleys, 30 seconds each, then serves. You know, you're talking about 2 or 3 serves each side. You can't knock up ground strokes for 10 minutes, then have some volleys, then have some overheads, then have some serves. 20 minutes later, oh, sorry, what? The tournament's behind by 3 hours. We'll be playing till 1 in the morning. Oh, I wonder why. Yes, all right, I know we get away with it because no one wants to play Sunday morning and you fill in the gaps, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Not really the point, is it? We've got a set of rules. We should follow those rules. If there's any exceptions to those rules, big finals where there's no scheduling constraints, we extend the rules. We have to discuss that sort of thing. Or we make it the same for everyone, all the time, including all the sports, no exceptions. How can this be policed? Well, we need to come up with a way for that. Most racket on matches aren't refereed, let's face it, 90%, maybe more. Certainly not non-elite, as we talk about. Perhaps they should be. That's going to be expensive. But currently, we've got a set of rules that we can't implement, that are not kept to. So what is the point? What the bloody hell they like? No one's got the bottle to say, oh, we're ready now. You know, it's all very polite. I've never actually heard someone go, oh, excuse me, we've been knocking up 3 minutes, 3 seconds. Ever so sorry. Shall we get started? Does the other bloke go, oh yeah, let's start. Oh, I'm so sorry, my apologies. What's the likely response? Oh, can I have a few backhands, please? I haven't played a backhand for about 10 years. I respect that personally, it's my view, I think. No knock-up, ridiculous, you know. First of all, you need practice tables for that. Practice table tennis in every sport. And badminton, squash and tennis, spare courts. Not really necessary. You don't need spare courts if people keep to the rules. Yeah, by all means, you know, if you're going to have loads of practice courts, like 2 practice courts in each sport, and everyone can get a bit of practice in before their match in all the sports, by all means, cut the knock-up time, you know, 1 minute or whatever. However, we're all about player experience. We want to increase the participation of sport, not put people off. And I am definitely against no knock-up time when you've got no chance of practicing all the sports. What is the point of going to another country, rocking up on a squash court, having never played on them, playing with terrible balls, and then you come out of it, you haven't felt like you've had a game, you haven't knocked up, you've got no idea what the conditions are like, and then you're forced to play this 3-minute knock-up rule with no practice courts. So the answer might be more practice courts. But you know, the whole point of racquetball is it's meant to be fun. We've forgotten about that. Rules for rules' sake. Let's make it fun. Let's make it attractive. People are meant to enjoy it. You get all these people, Granville, whoever, loads of people, Busby, whoever I chat to. I love playing racket sports. Racket lawn, not that enjoyable. I feel the same myself. You know, like playing racket sports. All right, like being competitive, like winning. That doesn't happen very often. Hence, I'm mostly miserable. Occasionally happy, and you know, let's make it fun. No knock-ups, well, that's not very fun, is it? You know, just no warm-up, injuries. I completely agree with Radu Ionescu. I will get injured. Table tennis is not a warm-up. Completely agree. All right, there's practice courts. Fine. What are you gonna do like Germany? Jog between the badminton and the squash? You're bloody knackered. It's about a 4-minute walk, so you can't keep to that rule either. Are you telling me someone could reasonably jog from the badminton to the squash and then go, oh, excuse me, you've been more than 3 minutes since we played badminton. I will have a point penalty, please. Thank you. One on a gummy arm. Happy days.